And these kids just never have known where the next meal was coming from. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just really poor. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. And it's so sad that parents all, you know, they don't know where they are, and they don't, the kids in the house by themselves all night and all this kind of stuff.
Don't know where the parents.
Oh, no. In fact, the school tries to stay open all the time it can, just so to give them somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. They even give them breakfast.
My Lord. I wonder how could you judge that parent, Sheree?
I couldn't tell you how it is, except that the parents are so hung up on it, and if they stop making money, they don't make enough to make ends meet, so they get behind, and they get behind and behind, and you know how that works.
Yeah.
And then, like one little fellow told me, he said, the landlady comes at 12 o'clock at night to get the rent, and doesn't knock on the door, comes right into the middle of they have one big room in this apartment.
Just walk right in.
Just walk right in, see.
Want the rent?
At 12 o'clock at night, and everybody in the bed. Mm-hmm. Say he's going to throw them out and all that kind of mess.
Poor children ain't nowhere to go.
No, and they're just scared to death. They just really, and you know, all upset, and they have speech problems, and they got, you know, they're just nervous and all kind of stuff. And the children, well, they're cold. They have, they go to Grady. They have a big, you know, Grady Hospital. It's a big hospital. And they go there for free treatment. But they treat them like, you know, like showing up.
Not like human.
Of course, I have to say for Grady, they have a lot to put up with, you know, and they got lots of folks and everything, and they try. But the black people get a better shake at Grady than the poor whites, see?
That ain't fair.
When the black people don't get a good shake, they open up the mouth. They don't sit back. And those white folks, they just look like they just give up. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a situation.
Well, I have an outstanding sister in Atlanta. And she got an outstanding daughter there, the old by one of my people. And this girl of hers, my sister's girl, married a boy, and he is a big man over the Atlanta Life Insurance Company.
Oh, yeah, isn't that one of the biggest life insurance companies in the world or something?
Yeah,
because I think that aren't there two, one in Durham, North Carolina?
Yeah.
And then, they're a really big outfit. Just like the Citizens Trust, you know, bank there in Atlanta. That's a great big, it's a black bank, black-owned and operated.
Yeah, they said, this bus boy, he worked here in Florida for a good while, and they moved him. He's so apt.
Yeah.
And they moved him to Atlanta. Now, he's
does he like it up there?
Well, yeah, he's making good money, you know, man.
Sure.
He got a fishing. And I'll just simply say, if you ever visit Atlanta, you make an inquiry. Her name is Lily. And I don't know how the voice is now, but she just knows that you talk with me. And you make an inquiry. And her daughter's got good jerky. She's teaching school.
Uh-huh.
And I must see that her daughter's girl name. I can't think of that daughter's name. So long. And her husband, he works for that Atlanta Life Insurance. He's one of the officials. I kind of think of the girl's name, if I can think. But if you just ask for Lily and ask her, do she have a brother in Newberry?
In Newberry Farm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another girl there in Atlanta, her name is Cecilia. She I don't know if she's married now or not. But her name is Cecilia. She's right from Newberry. And if you find her, ask her, she know where to.
Well, I have to do that.
Yeah, you may go in there on some project and...
Well, I go out to Washington High School. I don't know whether you know about Washington High School.
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
Oh, it's a great school.
Yeah.
It really is. The biggest high school in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it's all black.
All black.
And the principal is a fine man. Now, he's a self-made man.
Yeah.
And Mr. is a wonderful man. And he keeps a tight ship. I'm telling you, that school's run right. But, they have a big faculty out there. They got a lot of teachers.
Yeah, well, I heard, I wanted to come through Atlanta when I was coming from World War I. I had about 2-3 hours looking around, and I just heard a lot about Atlanta.
You wouldn't know the place.
Yeah.
Ooh, it turned out to a
little change.
We had to come to Atlanta and make a change on the train to put us in Jacksonville.